It's consensual ghost sex with a Confederate.
Yeah, she's because she's now getting to know him a little bit now.
And she's in the South.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a Union soldier. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So, welcome to Hey Boo Know It. Yes, this is a Halloween edition, our third Hey Boo Know It. So let's get right into it. Katie has some extremely Halloween spooky stuff.
Yeah, so I was looking up different things about Halloween, and I'm going with shadow people.
Okay.
Do you know what a shadow person is?
Is it?
Everyone's talking about them.
Okay, it's either somebody who fought. Everyone's talking about them?
Everyone, no, they're showing themselves more and more shadow people, apparently.
I have no idea. It's not like a Twilight Zone thing.
It's like, okay, so what it is when you are, you're sitting there and you're just doing whatever, and then something catches.
Like we are right now.
Yeah, something catches your attention out of the corner of your eye, and it seems dark and shadowy. And you look to see what's there, and there's nothing. And then you return to your reading or your knitting.
It's a spy or something.
And then a moment later, there it is again. And it's a fleeting but distinctly human shape, and it's like in a shadow, and it passes over quickly, and it just goes. And it usually happens in the corner of the wall.
So, okay, but what makes that different from, now I'm not well versed in all this stuff, but how's that different from a ghost? Because isn't a ghost kind of hang around the periphery?
Because ghosts could have its own, it could look like a human, and you can see clothing, you can see whatever.
So this is just an outline, like a chalk line.
No, it's like a dark figure. Mm-hmm. It's black, and it usually has red eyes.
Of course it's black. And it has red eyes? You didn't mention that the first time.
Sometimes. Well, you may not see the eyes. They may be blinking at the time, but what's happening is that...
Let me get this. They're moving so quickly that you only see them for the length of time it takes them to blink, and then you can't see anything. You can't see the red eyes.
Right. It's like, what is that? You're like, did someone just walk by the door? Did somebody just...
So who causes these, or where do they come from? Are they restless? Are they restless shadows?
Well, we're
going
to find this out because... Okay.
They keep showing up.
They keep showing up, and they're showing up more and more. And they're staying for longer periods of time. So instead of just seeing them out of the corner of your eye, you may see them straight on.
And blink.
And then they're like, hey, and then they leave. They don't say anything, but okay. they linger.
Because I think saying hey would be, you know, counter to the shadow aspect of what they do.
So they're trying to figure it out. Is it a natural shadow? Is it your heightened imagination?
What's a natural shadow?
Like a car driving by and casting a shadow.
Okay, that with red eyes. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. It could or could not have red eyes, but red eyes often accompany a shadow person.
So once the shadow people, it's just one, right, at a time?
Yeah, or there could be more.
Okay, so once the shadow folk show up, what do? They just fleet?
Then they flee. They're
fleeting?
Yes, they're a fleeting image and they go. And so people are like, what are they? And you'll see that often.
Skittish, I would say.
On shows like Taps. Huh? Have you seen Taps?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Transatlantic Paranormal Society. There's
Are you guys, kidding me?
Two guys.
Katie, what channel is this on?
It's like on Sci-Fi or something.
Really? Okay. Is it?
And they're plumbers during the day for Roto-Rooter.
Stop.
And at night,
you're making this up. Come on.
And at night, they go out and they investigate paranormal and on the weekends.
Two things. Either they're not plumbers or they're not investigating the paranormal. There's
totally
no such thing as a plumber.
They're real plumbers. Two guys, yes. And they're on the job and they're discussing their job, fixing like a sink or a toilet. And then they're like, you know, we've got to go to...
Is the toilet haunted?
No.
That would be something I would watch. The haunted shower.
It's been going on for years, this show.
It's a haunted commode.
And they talk about the shadow people there a lot. Anyway, but so people say, okay, what are they? They say,
yeah,
maybe
that's
it's
what
the
I'm
imagination.
Saying. Yes.
Okay.
Poor sight, drugs.
It could be that. And then they say, are they ghosts?
Regret.
And we have to know what the difference between a ghost and a spirit.
So a ghost is a spirit from a deceased person that's trapped between the temporal planes. Is that what it is? They can't rest.
A ghost can't get to where they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Whereas a spirit... has already passed on into the next dimension.
And can come and go,
right?
They
can come and go as they please. But ghosts are kind of trapped.
Okay.
So they say it might be a ghost.
All right. That's the worst kind of ghost to be, I would think. I mean, I would want to be the kind of ghost where I could just really come out and do my thing. These guys have to stay on the periphery.
Yeah.
And as soon as you look at them, the only thing they have to do is blink and then disappear.
I know. It's lame.
Yeah.
And then they say, well, maybe it's a demon.
Okay.
And demons, we have to worry about because they're not demons.
Sure we do.
Because they're benevolent and they want to do some kind of harm.
So the paranormal activities 1 through 4 is about demons, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't get those. I mean, we talked about this before. Part 4 is coming out. Are you going to go see it?
I don't know.
It doesn't look as scary.
Listen,
they're getting less scary each time.
I was prepping for the show. I was reading stuff and I got scared.
You got scared, yeah.
Reading, I got scared. I don't know if I can see the show. So, but demons, are they there just to frighten you? Why are they there? Ghosts, we know they're kind of stuck.
Well, it seems like demons also want to have sex with the women, it seems like, in the movies.
Oh, we're going to get to that. And then they say that the shadow people could be astral bodies. So when people are having an out-of-body experience, they could be showing up in your living room.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
That, to me, even though I don't believe any of this, seems like it would be the most plausible. Do you know what I mean? Because then there's like an equal and opposite reaction. It makes sense. Like you float away from your body for a second while typing.
Yeah, right.
While doing Facebook. You show up in the corner of my eye. Boom, you're gone. And you're back to Facebook. Yeah. Fine.
Or they could be time travelers.
Once again, really? We've gone, like, with time travel, if I get into a time travel machine and I get out and all I can do is be a shadow person in the back of a cave person's, like,
you show
vision.
Up in somebody's apartment.
Or, like, in the future, like, with lizard people, I'm just going to be for a second. That's terrible.
I know, that's lame. Okay.
I don't like that.
Or they could be interdimensional beings. So there could be another...
With limited capacity.
Yeah, there could be another dimension going on at the same time and they're kind of, like, shift over into ours for a second.
Maybe if they have a different... Time, like time goes differently for them.
Yeah.
That's why they're only here momentarily. Although that stinks. You'd really want a shadow person to some place where you can observe for a long period of time.
Right. I know. It kind of stinks.
It's maybe they're coming to the wrong place. They need to go to the place where their time, you know.
Yeah, it says that everybody vibrates on a different dimension, a different level.
Sure. Why not? I mean, we're here now. We're already deep in shadow people. I'll accept anything.
That's what they're saying. So these vibrations happen, and so when they vibrate a certain way, they begin to mesh with another existence.
This sounds creepy.
Yeah.
So they can go through windows and doors.
Yeah.
So that's
typical.
Closed
window. I mean, anyone can go through an open.
Yes.
Maybe they could be, like, disguised as a shadow.
I like the idea that a supernatural or a otherworldly being would have to use a door. Like, just, like, knock, knock, like... The demon. I'm not letting him in.
So then,
in paranormal activity, the demons can never get out of the doors. They have to have somebody open the door for them.
Yeah.
Silly.
I know, but then they can go from the attic to downstairs without the door being open.
Well, I guess so could we.
But they're also mean. Demons are mean.
You
they want to scare you, too.
Yeah.
They want to do the stuff to frighten.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the more fear there is, the more fearful energy they draw on and they get stronger.
And then what do they do at the end?
A sequel.
Paranormal Activity 4. That's what we find out. What the demon's going to do now that he's got all the power in the suburb.
Yeah.
Like paranormal.
In the suburb, yeah. Yay.
It's in the suburbs.
What is it going to do? Have
a
demon party in the room?
I don't know. Just tear the subdivision up.
Yeah.
Tear it apart.
Yeah.
Just take a cul-de-sac and screw it up.
Anyway, so we don't know what the shadow people are. They could be any of these things or none of these things.
Who's reporting on them? Like, are people like phoning in? I don't know where.
Well, this is what's happening. When people go to like supposedly haunted locations, like they go to old closed down prisons, asylums,
you know,
and then they see a lot of shadow people.
Yeah,
it's like
or shadows probably. I'm imagining there's candles lit for mood, and there's actual like maybe some armor. Like, I always like those in a Scooby-Doo way.
Yeah.
Maybe a full armor with a spear.
Right.
And you see something, some light on that, and then you have it.
And it's the old man who runs the mill.
Yeah. He's trying to chase you away.
Right. This star
is coming like a ghost. So I have here for Halloween, top adult Halloween costumes.
All right. Now, with Halloween...
Supposedly.
You know, as when you're a kid, you want a scary costume. And then when you get older, you want to be sexy.
You want to be sexy or you want to be someone in pop culture, apparently.
Okay.
Because on this list are some things, as I was saying, I had to look up. So this is from shefinds.com, which has to be a site trying to sell us something.
She finds.
Number one is Tan Mom.
Oh, the Tan Mom.
Yeah. This is going to look like blackface, though, because that's what Tan Mom looks like.
Right.
Like the first time I saw Tan Mom, I was like, really, we're still doing that in America? We're still doing the minstrel
thing. She was just really, really tan, and she had blonde hair.
It looked very unhealthy.
It wasn't even toned, so she wasn't really exfoliating, so some patches were darker than others.
That's creepy. Yeah. And that's all from going to tanning salons?
Well, yeah, if you tan constantly, yeah, you're going to get really tan.
She must never have come out. Yeah. All right. So, Honey Boo Boo.
Oh.
You don't like
Honey Boo Boo? Have you seen Honey Boo Boo?
I saw the meme going around, and I was just like, oh, this is weird. And then I realized, oh, it's that Honey Boo Boo everyone's talking about. I thought Honey Boo Boo was a black character on, like, you know, Real Housewives or something.
Oh, no.
Like, that's what I really thought. Boo, you know?
No, it's this little...
You look sad.
Oh, it's terrible.
She's a pageant girl.
A little white trash, trailer trash pageant girl who is been around her mama too long and talks like her.
Does she want to have her own life? I that's what I want to see. I want to see the episode where she takes off her tiara, takes out her fake teeth, and is like, fuck it. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be me.
Oh, no. She, not even that. It's like, I saw a clip where Honey Boo Boo was getting a spray tan, and... She's a chunky little girl, and she's like, all right, mama, get up there in the fat folds. Get underneath all those fat rolls. Make sure you tan it all.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's what Honey Boo Boo
She's picked up. I bet she's heard other people say that. Yeah. Otherwise, why would you say that?
Right.
That's
so bizarre. Talking like that.
So I guess people will be dressed as her. It's quite... the cast of Girls, which a lot of girls don't need to do anything for that. It's no. Disaffected, somewhat attractive. Are women living in Brooklyn. Shit girls say...
What is
I don't know how that's going to be a costume.
How are they?
I don't know. There's also on here, Pinterest.
They're going to be Pinterest? That's funny.
But how?
Well, you'd be a board. You just get like a cork board.
It's a conceptual one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just goes over your regular clothing because you're not really into Halloween.
Yeah, it's something that's just going to be strapped to your back and you'll have a bunch of things pinned to it.
Katniss from The Hunger Games. And I thought her name was Katniss, like cat-like, but it's Katniss. Yeah. So people are going to dress like that.
But that's, what are they going to do her, like, chariot outfit?
I hope so.
That's a cool
You know, you'll see flames. That in Chelsea, Girl on Fire. There's going to be tons of that. I don't know if anyone else will be that creative. You need to have a lot of talent to pull that off.
Right.
We can see it in the paper the next day, like, parade burned to the ground by fierce Katniss. So they're going to do Michelle and Barack Obama,
right.
Which I hope is in blackface, and Anna Mitt Romney, which I hope is in whiteface. I would love to see that. They should go around together. Then also, like, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. How are you going to dress like...
You can't even do that. There's nothing even... There's nothing. It's not even a costume.
Unless you look like her. And then also Big Ange, who I'm assuming...
Oh, is from...
This sounds like a racist Italian caricature on a reality show. It's right. Got to be. Big Ange.
Big Ange, right. Big Ange. Yeah, Mafia Wives. Yeah. So it's going to be... Okay.
Borderline. That's borderline for me, Mafia Wives. So those are going to be the... Miley Cyrus's new haircut was the other one. I don't know. Once again, in Chelsea. I want to see a group of people dressed like
if
that.
If you ever These get a chance to go to the Halloween parade in New York City, once in your life, at least go to it.
But you got
to... You have to be right up front at the barricades.
Yes, you have to stake it out. You got to get there early. Or you can find a couple of bars that have a second floor and they have a view of them. Otherwise, you're not going to see anything.
No, I'm telling you, you have to be right up against the barricade because people will interact with you in costume.
Yeah.
And that's the best.
That's why really I'm going up on the second floor. I want to be danced at by Big Ange. What kind of interaction did you have there?
No, they come up, and if you scream their costume name, they'll...
Big Ange!
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, and they'll come over.
I just feel like I can't deal with getting there at 2 p.m.
But there's always Dorothy, and my favorite Dorothy had a full beard in the outfit and then skipped the entire time.
Wow.
It's like, you're awesome.
That is awesome. I went years and years and years ago. You know I hate to stand, and I hate a crowd, so that's pretty much it for me. I watch it on TV. Apparently, it's huge now. It was started by this woman and, like, just with her kids and people on her street.
Really?
Yes, that's true. It was started
down there, that's it?
Yeah, just in the village. It was just like a little neighbor. Because, you know, it used to be just like a regular neighborhood. So it was just like some neighborhood parents who were like, let's have a parade. Like 20 years ago, 25 years ago, something like that, maybe more. And it blew. They had to make a 501c3. Like, it became this huge thing. And they finally gave it up because they were like, fuck it. We just wanted to process with our kids.
It's it, but it's something to see, so I recommend going down there.
I will not be going down there. Are you going to go down there this year?
I may.
Wow, cool. That's awesome. No, I'm too short. So I have Horror and suspense movie. So, you know, Paranormal Activity 4
is
coming out.
This is the thing, because Jaquetta knows that I can't watch a horror movie.
But you do, though.
And I do, but I have to watch them during the day or with other people. And then inevitably, I have to sleep with the light on. I do.
I don't think that the sleeping with the light on is abnormal. I saw Apollo 18. Have you seen this?
No.
Don't see it.
Oh.
It takes place.
Now I want to see it, and I'm going to sleep with the light on.
It takes place a couple of years after the landing on the moon. Mm-hmm. They send some guys back who don't know that they're there to check out what really happened. And they get there, and something's gone awry.
Oh, no.
And it's all handheld footage. It's all this Blair Witch Trial BS. But it's really scary. It turns out to be, well, I don't want to ruin it for you.
Oh, God.
But I would just say, you know, things are not what they appear to be. And it's just two guys, and they're stuck on the moon. How creepy is that?
That is really creepy.
You don't really even need anything else.
No.
For me to do that. So,
moon horror. I have moon horror, too. Sometimes when I try to put in my jeans.
No, you did not. Okay. So, Paranormal Activity. Ugh. One through
these
four.
Are these? These are the top?
No. I'm just saying I found a discount for it.
Oh.
Because I told you a long time ago, there's this group called, the production company called The Asylum, and they make a discount movie. So, for example, Transformers, they have Transmorphers.
Right. And then that's for you when you've had a couple of glasses of wine and you're looking for a movie to watch, and you're like Transformers, and then it's Transmorphers.
Yep,
and it's
you click on it, and then you spent $4 and something that you probably should have been paid to watch. So they came out with a couple of years ago a film, and I use that term loosely, called Paranormal Entity. It's a mockbuster.
All right.
They're capitalizing on the success.
They call them mockbusters?
Yeah, they call them mockbusters.
Oh, that's great.
To capitalize on the success of Paranormal Activity. And they also had a sequel called 8213 Gacy House, a.k.a. Paranormal Entity 2. So, basically, it follows a similar kind of a premise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a demon. It opens with a notice revealing what happened, that someone's gone to the asylum and killed themselves. And then they go through this plot is so bad, I had to read it three times. I still don't understand what's going on. But there's a lot of frisky demons, which is why I brought that up earlier. Because in Paranormal Activity, they weren't trying to just sleep with everybody, were they?
No, nobody. Not in 1 through 3.
This demon in Paranormal Entity is sleeping with everybody. Every other scene, it's like someone falls asleep topless.
No.
So it's a classic softcore paranormal activity entity film. Can you believe it? If you know what? This will not scare you, I guarantee you. So if you want to see a film that's not scary, Paranormal Entity.
All right.
Excellent. Warning, it says.
Warning? I am warned.
Yes.
What does it say? Warning. And then someone's upside down.
Yeah. Actual crime scene footage. You know.
Oh. It read here that Kesha had sex with a ghost.
That's Kesha with a dollar sign?
Kesha with a dollar sign. And she said, that she talked to she was interviewed. She said, she was talking
about
her album. She has an album called Supernatural. And she was like, I had a couple of experiences with the supernatural. I don't know his name. He was a ghost. I was very open to it. She said, and she had sex with this ghost several times.
Any word from the ghost on that?
No word from the ghost. But she was open to a lot of different things to kind of open
to talk about in this interview.
Yeah, I guess so. She went on a spiritual quest, and she went sailing by herself or something. She went to Africa, and she
for real or in the ghost sex dream?
No, she did a bunch of these things. She went to Africa to rehabilitate lions. She went diving with great white sharks. She got hypnotized.
Are you kidding me?
She just did all these things, and then in one of these things she did, she had sex with a ghost.
So she signed up for all those things, plus sex with a ghost.
Right. So she had sex with a ghost, and that's the, you know.
Is that what celebrities are doing now?
I think they're starting to. She's one of the first. And Anna Nicole Smith said that she did, too.
That she slept with
ghosts.
That
she would actually go to different haunted locations and try to have sex with ghosts.
This is also known as beating off, I think, in like a sacred location. Like in a haunted location?
Well, I looked into it further, and I found a site called Your Ghost Stories, and there was a whole section on...
On porn?
On sex with ghosts.
Get out of here. Mm-hmm. This is fascinating.
And here's
50
one,
Shades
and
of Ghost.
This is my 50 Shades of Ghost.
Yes.
Starting. This woman writes, she says, I recently moved to a new town, Berkeley Springs or Bath, West Virginia.
Okay.
It's an old town founded by George Washington and his brother due to the mineral springs that run 74 degrees year round.
Every town where I'm from claims to have been founded by George Washington and or his brother. Phil or whatever his name was. That poor guy. No one's ever heard of Philip Washington. Brother.
Yeah, what, George couldn't do anything on his own?
He doesn't even say his name is brother. His brother.
Lots of soldiers pass through from the Revolutionary War and the Civil War. I live in an old building a couple blocks from the old Roman baths. I suspect this town is very haunted.
And horny.
It is also close to where many famous battles took place. Okay. Recently, I experienced the craziest haunting ever. I started feeling this hand rubbing my shoulder.
Ew, already.
It felt like spiderwebs, hair, or electricity. Huh? Very tingly.
Okay.
I could feel five fingers putting pressure on my body and rubbing me down.
What? This is definitely a porn writer who's like, pretend. Look at the picture at the top.
That's Kesha. This is my
Oh, that's Kesha. Buddy. Okay.
I felt both hands. They would rub sensually on my arm.
Really?
Up and down, and then move to my shoulders and up to my head, softly caressing my hairline.
Is this going to get any better? Because so far she's gotten the shoulder rub. I get that when between a manicure and a pedicure every Thursday.
Up and down my legs. Totally wild. It was like some kind of lover giving me a massage. I wasn't scared.
Demon lover.
Yeah. Felt really good. Uh-oh. It was totally wild. Just slow and soft massaging, like some kind of foreplay. The ghost wanted some action. It's kind of hard to say no.
Really?
For 4 days, I could not keep this ghost at bay constantly.
Get out of here.
Constantly rubbing me.
What a nightmare.
If I was under a blanket, I could see my blanket move slightly. Mm-hmm. My couch would even squeak like a body was putting weight on it.
Oh, these poor women. They need companionship.
My cat was even drawn to this energy source.
Stop. Stop reading. That's the end of the podcast, people. Thank you for listening to Hey, You Know It. You can write Hey, You Know It. I can't. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Okay, go ahead. I have to hear the rest of it.
I was not scared because it seems.
But when you bring a cat into it, it's like, even if nothing happens with a cat, it kind of skirts the line of what we're comfortable with in modern ghost sex stories. You know, it's a deviation. So does she sleep with this ghost? Well, does he have a good job? Is he a family guy? What's the deal?
She would ask questions and tell the ghost to rub certain areas.
Oh, God. Now she's getting bossy.
And so what she found out, that he was a Confederate soldier from Alabama who died after a battle.
Those are the questions? Are you a Confederate soldier? Did you die after a battle?
Rubbed her knee.
Okay.
You know, for yes.
She picked a knee?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I would just be like, are you dead?
No, but she says, rub my, you know,
yeah,
my
foot excess. Whatever it is. Cat. Okay, so she's getting slept with.
Yeah.
It's consensual ghost sex with a Confederate.
Yeah, because she's now getting to know him a little bit now.
And she's in the South.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a Union soldier.
He's been rubbing me down constantly for 4 days. I haven't felt him in a few days now, but I suppose he will come back. I don't know. I also worry that he will be possessive and become aggressive. Like I said, I never had this experience before. I don't know what to expect or how I should be handling his advances.
Who's he going to become jealous of, lady? There's clearly nobody else in your life rubbing you down. If this is happening.
I know. Like, there could be a couple of things going on. Very lonely person imagining this happening. Someone who lost somebody is just so missing them so much.
A Confederate soldier. Someone who lost a Confederate soldier. Maybe it was a reenactor.
Or, you know, someone who has an illness. Or somebody now who really, maybe there really is a ghost trying to get on them.
Trying to sleep with this. That's what ghosts do.
Yeah, and then
we would be much less afraid of ghosts if they were just coming in and giving lonely women a rub down.
No kidding, right? nobody ever really, until this movie that you're talking about in Paranormal 4, nobody was talking about sex with a ghost.
Well, here it is. For folks, you heard it here first.
And then people are answering her, so it just...
Stop, this is advice on
advice on this.
Yeah, she doesn't know what to do. Is he into me?
Yeah, is he into me?
This ghost is way into you.
Is he not into me?
Yeah.
Jury's still out.
Yeah. 11 people say he's not into you.
And this one other woman says, I'm going through the same thing. I felt this presence next to my face.
I hope it's the same dude so they can fight over him.
But it goes on here that she says, she felt something pumping against her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, you know, on the third day, I came home from work at 5 in the afternoon, just dropped everything and laid on the bed. I felt something rubbing very lightly on my leg. And then I felt what felt like two hands trying to separate my legs.
Uh-huh.
I thought I had a spasm, so I just spread my
legs. I just went with it.
So I could just relax.
And then Jesus.
When the pumping happened again, I didn't feel any pressure or anything being inserted, just like pressure below my stomach. That's lame. That's a worse ghost.
Yeah. This guy's a loser.
He doesn't even know.
I'm going to the same thing. I mean, it's odd enough to me that you found this. It's even odder that someone wrote this and that someone else is like, girl, you know it's true. Let me tell you about my horny Confederate ghost soldier.
All right. So she's telling her story. And then another woman chimes in.
You don't know the half of it.
Yeah.
Here's where it leads.
Fellow sex being victim.
Excuse me?
Fellow sex being victim.
Sex being victim.
So you're a sex being.
Okay.
Frankly, I was amazed to find your story online because I myself had a remarkably similar experience. For several years at my old apartment in Santa Ana, I entertained a nightly visitor of this super sexual nature.
It sounds like the title of a funk album.
Super sexual?
Super sexual nature. What is it? A being of super sexual nature?
Sex being.
Yeah, sex beings.
I have always been a very independent woman and I'm still trying to find somebody who can handle my vixen-like personality.
Oh, single. Okay.
Anyway, on the night that it started, I met a wonderful young man for lunch. We hit it off great. He was smart, funny, manipulative, and kind.
Huh? Oh, wow. There's like red flags going off all over this.
I told him I liked him, and he said that he'd accept me despite my blindness.
Huh?
In parentheses, my husband reads to and types for me.
I'm sorry. So she's married. Was that a mistake on our part? Whoops.
Yeah.
I included that.
Oh, you're typing this?
So this blind woman is cheating on her husband who's like helping her out.
Yeah.
Is her husband's typing this?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe this made the sex being jealous. I never heard from the young man again. I can only assume that he met a violent death at the passionate hands of my phantom lover.
Or you could just look it up and see what, I mean.
Happened to this guy. So she met a guy at lunch. He never called her again.
And so
she's like, oh, my sex ghost was jealous and killed her.
Talk about denial. I mean, the guy, what if she sees him a couple of days later? Maybe she killed him. And she's blaming on this sex being.
At approximately 1:45 a.m., I woke to the sound of my bedroom window being open. What followed is the stuff of most lewd romances fathomable. The sex being was invisible, but his lusty throes made me feel like I was being pierced by a spear of sunlight.
Get out. Failed novelists. Who were imagining sex ghosts.
Then I moved into my new house and never felt his ethereal ectoplasm again. Ethereal ectoplasm again.
Now I was laughing at ectoplasm. This can't be real. Like.
And then I like this next comment. Well, maybe he thinks that you look like his wife or something. Maybe he's in love with you. You should try talking to him and see what he wants. He wants to have sex.
Okay, this person is forgetting about the fact that we're talking about sex beings here. Like, she's just like, just, you know what, just be rational with him. Just ask him one night. What's the deal?
What is this to you?
Yeah, where is this going to go? What are we doing? We don't even know each other. Like, I don't know how you find this stuff. I got to use your computer. What are you using? Are you using Google? Bing?
Yeah,
what is it? Okay.
Google.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
One noted problem with sex or with spirits is
that... Excuse me. One of the problems is...
Is that...
they're not there. They're not
that
present.
That person is keeping you from meeting other people. More to the point, sex isn't everything in a relationship. Is this entity holding you when you need it? Is this entity going to take care of you when you get sick or down? Will support you when you get preggers?
From the entity? If any of these women... If the next one is like... We had sex one time, and I got pregnant, and he's gone. What do I do? I was impregnated by a sex being. I feel so sorry for the guys who might be with these, or women who might be with these women.
This is no good in any way, shape, or form. Get rid of it as soon as you can. That was the last comment.
Get rid of it. No one was like, see someone. No, seriously, see someone.
Yeah, go talk to
someone. Wow. You know what? It's so sad because... If it's imaginary, which because I don't believe in sex beings, but they're making it complicated with a sex being. Like, if you're going to imagine something, make it nice.
Don't make it worse. Don't put, like, all the baggage from a human relationship
imaginary sex being, and he's giving you the snub. Are you kidding? You need to imagine something a little bit better than that. That is crazy. a little Bateman news.
Oh, yeah. Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
So this is our segment called The Week in Jason Bateman. Mm-hmm. Jason is our celebrity that we, what is the word?
Well, you lost it. He's a celebrity that we feel is, you know, decent.
Decent, right. We don't love him. We're not sexually attracted
not
to him.
At all. But we do like to report on what he's doing. And since our theme this week is Halloween, I decided to see if I could find any scary Bateman news.
Oh, boy.
And I tracked down that in 1987, mm-hmm. he was in a failed pilot called Bates Motel that was based on the movie Psycho, which by that time, if you remember, by the end of Psycho, no one was going to see the movies. Like, Psycho 3, they were like, please stop.
Right.
You know, it was awful. So the film is about Alex West, a mentally disturbed youth who was committed to an asylum after he killed his stepfather. And guess who his cellmate was in the asylum? Because, you know, you always have a super creepy cellmate in an asylum.
Okay, so it's 1987. Who could his cellmate have been?
Well, it was Norman Bates. I don't know who played Norman Bates.
Oh, okay.
I hope it wasn't Anthony Quinn. That poor guy. He suffered enough. So the show just bombed.
Like, it was a TV series.
It was supposed to be a TV series. They had 10 episodes and then... nothing happened at all. It was horrible. It was Bud Cort was the lead character. Lori Petty, who was Tank Girl.
Oh, right. Yeah, that tanked her.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
And then a couple of other names. And then Jason Bateman as Tony Scotty. Doesn't even say what he was, what he was supposed to do. But basically, it came on in July 5th, 1987. And then it went off and never came
and
back
never
again.
To return.
They're going to be remaking the series, but only using the name. And nothing else, because it was so bad. So there's going to be a series coming out next year called Bates Motel, but it will have nothing to do with this original Bates Motel or Jason Bateman. And that's The Week in Bateman.
Oh, God, that was very scary. I never heard of that.
I'm sure he was probably excited to be in another TV show, and then, wah-wah. Remember, he disappeared.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
for all those years.
He had a dry season.
He was doing that boy-to-man transition.
Sexiest boy-to-man.
Sexiest boy-to-man.
And it's awkward.
Yeah.
When you go from sexiest boy to sexiest man.
Yep. Yep, so failed pilot, Bates Motel. Bates
Ooh,
Motel.
That's
yes.
creepy.
Scary. It is creepy. Do you have some Halloween-related scary news?
So, How to Talk to the Dead.
Okay.
Weekly World News.
All right. So, this is advice. So, we're talking about advice on advice right now. And that's a segment where we take advice that is, frankly, unqualified. And
stinks.
Yeah, and we improve upon it with our advice. And this is our scary advice on advice.
Yeah, so How to Talk to the Dead. So millions of people talk to the dead every day.
Yes. They do, based on surveys.
Yeah. So can you with these three easy steps. It may sound too good to be true, but it's not.
Okay. The picture, by the way, is freaky.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like American Gothic with just the woman.
Yeah, and then like faint images of a man and woman in the background. Like scary people looking people, too. Ooh, maybe that's two men.
Okay. In any case, they're frightening.
So it says, with a little practice, you'll be able to speak with dead friends and loved ones at will, just like millions of other people. Did we mention millions of people talk to the dead?
You're like we're the last two people to figure this out.
So these people aren't lunatics or crackpots. They're solid citizens like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is advice for solid citizens.
Like you and me.
Yeah.
And this guy.
And it's easy as 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Okay. And he wrote a book about it.
It only has 3 parts. How could he write a book about it? I'm assuming he shot his load on this page right here with the 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, in his book, he tells of how Mrs. H.G. of Los Angeles won $1.7 million in the lottery, using numbers she got from her husband, who was killed in a car crash 4 years earlier.
I guess I thought people wanted to talk to loved ones who had passed on to relay a message or hear from them. No, we want information about the lottery.
Right.
And the dead know the future lotto numbers?
Apparently. And stock tips, too. R.T. of Baltimore, who bought stock at the urging of his dead dad and resold it 4 weeks later for a profit of $240,000.
Does this come with VHS tapes and or CD-ROM, this book? Is it?
Well, here's the tip. Number one, find a quiet place to sit or lie down. Close your eyes and clear your mind of all thoughts and worries.
Okay.
Two.
That's easy. I'm a third of the way there. I'm basically talking to dead people. This guy's something else.
When you feel perfectly relaxed, fix a mental image of the person you want to communicate with in your mind.
Okay. Wow. I mean, these first two steps are amazingly easy. Yeah. I'm afraid the last one's like, buy the book.
Number three, after a few seconds, ask the person a question. Keep your mind focused on the mental image of the person you want to communicate with. Do not put words in his mouth. Wait patiently for the reply. That's number three.
That's it.
It says you might connect on the first try, but don't count on it. Chances are you'll have to practice the technique for a week or so before you break through the invisible boundary between the living and the dead.
That's it.
Yeah, and don't wear yourself out. 5 minutes a day is more than enough to master the procedure. So 5 minutes a day for a week, and you're talking to the dead and getting lottery numbers.
Left, right, and center. And that's why only two people are in this that have been cited as winning money. So who I know the people in my family. I don't think I would take a stock tip from any of them. Sorry. They didn't do that well.
They didn't know the lottery numbers.
They didn't know the lottery numbers when they were here. They didn't. They weren't fiscally responsible on this plane, in this temporal existence. I don't expect them to be able to help me out.
Oh.
Yeah.
And not even. Yeah, it's funny because that's all they focus on. It's don't. Oh, they say here, you can rely on them for all kinds of advice, ranging from financial problems and career choices to lucky numbers for the lottery. That's really
it's all just about money.
And money. Not even like, you know, you want closure.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you love me? You know, the big question.
Where are the bodies buried?
Yeah. Why do I have to split this with my brother? All these kind of things. Wow. No, you want like horse racing tips.
Yeah.
That's right. Left.
You're going to the OTB.
Yes.
Is it fancy footwork?
Yeah. What is it going to be? Tiny dancer? That's terrible. That's terrible advice. Terrible. You know what? Not enough steps. I expect something to speak, like speaking to the, to communicating with those who have passed on or whatever.
To go through more of a ritual.
Yeah.
Not even light a candle.
What's the book for now? I feel like after a week of 5 minutes a day.
Right.
So I have got something here I wanted to bring up. And it's not a segment, but if it were a segment, it would be called Candy Corn. What the fuck? Because I love candy corn.
Ew.
And I'm not a candy person. But I only eat it during Halloween. Right?
Well, I think it's the only time of year you can get it, too.
Well, you would think. But we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, no.
I know, scandal. So what drew me to candy corn in the first place, the research, is that it's made from sugar, corn syrup, and then the third ingredient, which is wax.
I always thought it was waxy.
No, it's wax.
It is actual wax.
And then artificial coloring. So there's more wax than coloring. And then binders.
It's pretty colorful.
It's extremely colorful. It has a lot of sugar. So sugar, corn syrup, also known as sugar, and then wax. So it was invented in the 1880s by George Renninger of the Wonderlee Candy Company. Each piece is approximately three times the size of a whole kernel. That's what they say.
Okay.
They were saying last year, 20 million pounds of candy corn were sold. 20 million pounds.
Wow.
So the number one retailer, is the only kind I buy, is Brock's. I don't buy that Bobo candy.
Yeah, oh no.
I hate discount candy.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing worse than that.
There's something weird about discount candy.
When I was a little kid, I would go to people's houses, they would offer me discount candy. I'm like, just don't bother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I know what this is. It's not Brock's.
Throw it back in their face.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
So I flung it at them. It says, Brock sells enough candy corn each year to circle the earth 5.25 times. Why is that a measurement for, like, can you conceive of that? Does that help you?
What is that? Yeah, you can't conceive. So you have something to help you really put your mind around.
How wide is this room? I don't even know. 10 feet? I have no idea.
It might be 10 by 10.
We have no idea. So if we can't do this, you know.
Yeah, why are we going around the world?
I don't know. So they combine sugar, corn syrup, the wax, and water to form a slurry, which sounds awful.
Ew.
Then they add fondant and marshmallow. And then it's poured into a mold. Yeah, that's actually not bad.
That's nice.
Yes, now you're back on board. Yeah. You're like, wax. So a popular variation called Indian corn.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
marshmallow,
back.
Yes. Wax, no.
But the wax is still there. So they have another kind that's chocolate with orange and white, which I don't like, which is for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Same taste, but the coloring, we don't like it.
Right. And it's like, really, are you trying to push this off on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get a bit better season to sell?
Exactly.
We're not buying it either.
And then in Eastern Canada, which is weird because I've never heard that term used before. In Eastern Canada, they have blackberry cobbler candy corn.
Yeah. Well,
it's just different colors.
I think the people you said Western or Eastern?
Eastern Canada.
Yeah, so the people in Western.
Were you going to change it for if it was the other way around?
Well, they want to distance themselves. It's like not all Canadians, we have to say.
Maybe it's the French Canadians.
Yeah, probably.
They also have a Christmas variant called reindeer corn that's red and green, which I've never seen. Valentine's Day is called a Cupid corn, red and pink.
Now they're just making things up.
Bunny corn, which sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Just as a thing to say. And then they have pastel ones that are pink, green, yellow, and purple.
Let's see.
And then now they have caramel apple and green apple. Why? Why fix something that's not broken?
Oh, God. Could you imagine being the person that had to come up with that on the marketing team?
Reindeer corn? That sounds like a slur. I'm a person who eats licorice either. Also. I clearly have no taste buds to speak of whatsoever.
You probably like Mary Jane's, too.
I love Mary Jane's.
Oh, my God. You're the worst candy.
You know, person. I have to go back in a time machine to, like, develop my taste buds. So on top of that, if you don't like candy corn, I'd like to offer this to you. This is what we should be having at the Hey You Know It studio right now, the candy corn martini.
Okay.
See? Now you're back. Wax and all. This is from BevMo. Do you know, BevMo is like, it's like the Walmart of booze on the West Coast. It's amazing. You can do a Leaving Las Vegas in there. It's a half a cup of candy corn. Oh, sorry, a quarter of a cup of candy corn. That sounds like a lot. A quarter of a cup?
Ooh, that's a lot. Yeah, that is.
4 ounces of vodka.
To that much vodka? That's not, that vodka wouldn't even cover the candy
corn. Maybe it's for more than one person. BevMo.
No, but that's too much. That's too much candy corn for vodka.
I'm just reading what it says here. A quarter cup of candy corn, 4 ounces of Grey Goose vodka, BevMo, exclamation point, tonic water. Because that's why I like BevMo. They have an exclamation point. And garnish with orange sprinkles. And then develop diabetes. Like, it is a quarter cup of candy corn and 4 ounces of vodka?
That's too,
it's
like.
It's slurry again. It's going back to slurry. Ugh. No?
Nasty.
We could try it.
Well, not that much candy corn, please.
I'm thinking like one candy corn. You just drop it in. I'm thinking the Hey You Know It version is just the vodka. And you drop one candy corn or you just put candy corn near it.
Or like have a candy corn after you do the shot of vodka.
Yeah. And that's our martini.
Yeah.
It's deconstructed.
So, you know, let's kind of link this to listeners. You know, we have Hey You Know It shot glasses. And in order to get one, you should go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It has to be 5 stars. And we'll not only read it on one of our upcoming shows, but we will send you a Hey You Know It shot glass for your efforts.
Yeah, we might read it on a show that's been passed as well. 22.
And they're facts.
Why 22?
Facts.
Why not 20? Okay.
And it's from factspage.blogspot.com.
Do they have facts about unicorns or leprechauns? I mean,
but
you know.
I like these are
facts.
You can
okay.
take these to the bank.
You know, I'll listen because they're facts.
Hauntings are most intense around children entering puberty. Because the kids this age are emitting immense amount of energy.
Oh, and ghosts are into that?
Yeah, they're, I guess.
But, and yet you never hear teens going on about ghosts sniffing around. You know what I mean? You know,
they're busy trying to pop a pimple.
Yes. There's no, maybe that's the energy that they're talking about.
I guess so.
Self-doubt and bad skin. Yes. Ghosts are attracted to that.
And B.O.
Yeah. Woof. Horrible B.O.
Animals can see or sense spirits. That's why you often see them just staring intensely at what happens to be nothing. It's a ghost.
Okay. I always thought they were just spacing out, and that's cool, too. Because if you're a dog or a cat, do you need to be on alert all the time? You're in a house.
Yeah. I mean, really, why can't you just like...
Maybe they're thinking. Is that something else too? You ever look off into the distance and, you know, maybe go fetch, maybe get a... You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
right.
Cut them some slack. Okay.
Most ghosts can't or won't hurt you. They just want to be noticed.
Like most people.
Right.
Like most teenagers.
Ghosts have no sense of passing time. They're just never...
they're always late.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's what's messed
they're
up.
They're late.
They're always late. You ever heard of anyone...
That's why they show up at night all the time.
Exactly.
They want to get there for the afternoon.
They left really early, but they just couldn't get there.
Most ghosts are happy, but they cling to emotional pain.
So they hate themselves.
Yeah. If you... Oh, a hooded... Black, smoky figure is a dark entity, and you should be careful around them. They usually appear at the foot of beds.
How am I going to get it? What?
Be careful.
Stay away from them. So just scrunch up towards the top of the bed, because presumably it's too late. Like, if I see anything at the foot of my bed, I'm going for it. I don't care. It's too late at that point. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, I know.
You can't
do it. There's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go. You already lost. You're in bed. This thing's in the house at the foot of your bed. You got to go for it.
Yeah. Ghosts favor night due to the decrease in daytime energy use. I don't know what that means.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
It's a Con Ed ghost.
Everybody kind of calms down, so then, I don't know.
I thought they were attracted to energy.
I know.
This is...
But they have no sense of passing time, so... And then...
Our logic is failing this.
If a spirit was a jerk while living, they will probably still be a jerk while a ghost.
Amen. That's...
Animal ghosts exist and have been sighted.
I think animals have been sighted. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
It's an animal.
If I see a puppy, I'm not going to be like, Katie, look.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost. It's a puppy. You know?
If you hear a strange whisper in your ear while sleeping, it's probably a ghost.
I hope so. Do you know what I mean? Like, I hope it's not a person.
Oh, you know what? Actually, then I'll do this.
Scratch that, people.
Yeah. This is 6 do-it-yourself ways to tell if your house is haunted.
Okay.
Okay.
What was the other one? A manifesto on it? It's like all one long, angry paragraph.
One giant paragraph on how to tell if you're, like, what are the signs?
And then at the end, it's like, I hate banks.
It's like furniture moving around.
It's banks. It's the economy. Okay, so 6 ways to tell if my house is haunted.
Yeah, first, all right, so...
Moving things, I'm guessing.
So you're a first-time homeowner, and suddenly you have reason to believe that you're sharing a home with the spirits of past inhabitants, mm-hmm. but you don't know for sure. And you want to find out, so you have to do it yourself. You can't afford to get a Ghostbuster.
This is the point where the black people just leave.
Yeah.
They're like, we just... So
first thing, if something's happening, so you first go to your neighbors.
Okay. You've moved into a new neighborhood. You don't know anybody. Yeah. The first contact you have with your new neighbors is, look, yeah. I don't mean this to come out the wrong way, but we think our house might be haunted.
Yeah, so, right. But you can't do that. That's what they're saying. They're exactly, that's the first paragraph. It's like, oh,
don't kind of do that
because they're going to think you're a nutty.
Mm-hmm. Come up with some really weird, contrived way.
What you do is don't act panicked, scared, or desperate. Perhaps buzz up the 85-year-old woman who lives across the street and tell her you found some sort of valuable antique hidden away in the attic and want to know more about the folks who lived at the home previously.
Mm-hmm.
And if said antique doesn't exist, hit up a local estate sale so you have something to show for it.
So you're luring some old lady over?
I'm going over to her house. So she doesn't want to go over to your haunted house. Are you kidding? So that's just your icebreaker to talk to the lady. Look, they left this in the attic. Tell me more about them. I'd like to get in touch with them.
Then the old lady's going to be creeped out.
Yeah.
I hope people don't do this to us when we're old. I don't know nothing about your house. That's what I would say.
Call up your real estate agent and ask them if your house is a stigmatized property.
I bet you if your house is a stigmatized property, when you go to call up your real estate agent, they won't exist anymore.
Right. But a stigmatized property is anything if there was a murder, suicide, alleged haunting, or other parapsychological phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
In 1991, a well-documented New York case, a sale was voided due to the seller not disclosing.
I remember learning about that when I had my license for a minute.
Yeah.
When I thought I was going to do real estate.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, right. Yeah, you have to say it.
They say that, but also the teacher was like, but if you don't know about it, wink, wink.
Yeah. But the thing is, you should ask that when you're buying the house.
Yeah, it's a little late now.
Now to find your...
I'd be like, too bad, bitch. Your house is haunted. I got 6% out.
Conduct an energy audit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's when...
Do you mean like psychic energy?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking like people turn off all the lights.
Oh, no.
Like
you have PSE&G come to your house and see where the energy is leaking.
Okay.
And
if it's leaking out of your souls,
I'm in trouble.
And you're in trouble. Are they looking for a vortex? I want you to call up Conda and be like, I think there's a vortex in my house leading to a spiritual realm. Could you guys come over and check this out? Now, I just want you to see where all the energy's going.
Yeah, because if you have like mysterious drafts or slamming doors, banging noises, rattling windows,
mm-hmm.
it could be that the house is old and leaky.
Or. It could be a sex being.
If you're lucky.
Yes. It sounds like a Tom Jones song.
A sex being.
Yes, sex being. I can imagine just dancing through the windows. Doesn't need to open the window to come in. Sex being.
Then another thing you could do is smudge them out.
Sage them out? That's the same
burning
thing?
Sage. Yeah, okay. Burning sage.
Oh, I didn't know it's called smudging.
Yeah, apparently they get a bunch of sage or sometimes cedar or sweet grass or tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Tobacco?
Not you.
Just smoke in your house. Smoke them out.
And it keeps negative energy from a home and further keep bad mojo at bay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when I first moved to New York, we got robbed.
Oh, God.
Right. And
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
That just sounds traumatic to me. I would have to find that person somehow. And then
we couldn't
rob them.
But one of my roommates, she whipped out the sage and she's like, we got to get rid of this energy. And I'm like, well, too bad. Like, couldn't we have done something so we didn't come in the first
place?
Like
pre-sage? Yeah. Like some kind of a force field of sage? Because now my shit's gone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to feel comfortable in here. I was robbed here. Burning some trees isn't going to help.
Yeah, so anyway, so you could do that to get... And then you focus on critters. Is your critter really the one that's doing all the scratching?
And mice! Having...
Yeah.
Okay. I was sleeping with a ghost mouse at night.
A squirrel in the attic? Or a demon. We don't know. Just go up and look. Look for droppings first.
I am not going in the attic under any... What number is that?
That's number 5.
No. I wouldn't make it to number 5. I'd be like, you know what? I did numbers 1 through 4. I'm not going in the attic to see like a small picture.
Oh,
or
yeah,
something
right.
weird. Yeah. No. Mm-mm. Or to
have... the worst clown.
Get assaulted.
The worst clown.
That's a horror story.
And the last thing to do is have a garage sale. And I was like, what? And they say, have a garage sale because you'll clean out your house and then you'll find things to help you be useful in the quest to find out whether your home is populated by spirits. You could look at camcorders, a baby monitor, motion sensors, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if some of your belongings are haunted and you have a garage sale, it's someone else's problem.
Yeah, screw them. Screw the Johnsons.
Yeah.
They really wanted that mug set. Let them have it. I like the idea of a garage so that the demon is, like, up in the window looking out like, that was a great lamp. You know? Those bastards. I'm going to sleep with all of them. Because that's what I do.
So, a girl in her teens is babysitting for a family in Newport Beach, California.
Already creepy.
Yeah. The family is wealthy and has a very large house. The father tells the babysitter that once the children are in bed, she could go out to the specific room and watch TV there.
To a specific, not the living room or the den. That's how you already, I'm like, specific. It's called the specific room.
That's what they have in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
The parents take off and soon she gets the kids into bed and goes to the room to watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Which, are you okay?
I'm getting.
Which room?
Just
any room?
Specific room.
Any friggin' room. Yeah. Okay, specific room.
She tries watching TV, but she is disturbed by the clown statue in the corner of the room.
All right, stop. Thank you for listening.
She tries to ignore it for as long as possible, but it starts freaking her out so much she can't handle it. She calls the father and asks, hey, the kids are in bed. Is it okay if I switch rooms? The clown statue is really creeping me out.
Mm-hmm.
The father says, get the kids, go next door and call 911. She says, what's going on? He says, just get the kids.
There is
go
no
next
clown
door.
Statue.
She goes next door, gets the kid. Well, gets the kids, goes next door.
Okay. Yeah, that would
and then
be
he cool. comes flying back and is okay. like, you know, so she goes, what's going on? He says, we don't have a clown statue. Then he further explains that the children had been complaining about a clown watching them as they sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife just blew it off, assuming they were having nightmares. The police arrive and apprehend the clown, who turns out to be a midget. A midget clown.
What is wrong with you? I was holding on for... It's a midget?
It's a midget. I guess he was some... The story says here, not me. I'm not guessing.
And nobody went
he
over to...
He was a homeless person dressed as a clown. Midget. Who somehow got in the house and had been living there for several weeks.
How small was he?
Well, he's a little person. And
but
again,
I mean,
this is offensive because they're calling him a midget. You shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
He would come into the kids' room at night and watch them while they slept. And the house was so large he was able to avoid detection, surviving off their food. He had been in the TV room right before the babysitter came in, so he didn't have enough time to hide, so he just froze in place.
Whoa, that's like really harsh. Like, life wasn't bad. He's already home. He's homeless. He's starving.
He's evading detection.
He's evading detection. He's just hanging out in the specific room. This girl comes in. He can't even go and watch the kids.
Yeah.
He's got to sit up there. I'm
frozen like a statue.
I'm the kind of person, if I saw something like that, I'm going over to it with a stick. And then if it turns out to be a person, I'll just try to kill it. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a demon or something, fine. But if it's just another person, yeah, that's try to kill it. Especially a small person.
Little person. Well, not that you want to kill little people just on that basis.
Smaller than me. Look, I'm only 5 feet tall.
Well, I'm talking
I think I'm like 8 inches away from technically being a little person. So I think I can use the word midget. Also, it does. That's too big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've known quite a few little people. They're not that small. They're making it sound like it's a doll. Like, that's freaky.
Yeah.
Someone, a person that's a foot and a half tall, I'm sorry. I think that my compassion runs out when you're that size. That's scary to me.
It is, especially dressed as a clown because you don't like clowns.
Well, how would you dress as a clown? People are already freaked out.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yes. Where, if he was homeless, how'd he get the clown gear?
I don't know. He probably killed another little clown. He's probably a felon. So what are your plans for Halloween? Oh, you gonna go to the...
I don't know. Now I'm all scared. Either watching a movie and then sleeping with the lights on or going to the parade.
If you stay home and watch a movie, or if you go home after the parade and watch a movie, you know there's not going to be anything but scary movies on. Right. Like, even the commercials are going to be like...
Everything is going to be scary.
Stuff is going to be flying around on TV. They're going to try to freak you out.
I know. And the veil is lifted between the dead and the living, so who knows?
Normally it's just thin, but on that night it gets lifted, people. it just flies right up. Flies right up. Like a show's going to happen. So, you want to close out?
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, and we will read it on one of our upcoming shows. And send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com. Give us any segment idea, comments, suggestions, and we will also send you a shot glass for your efforts.
And be safe.
Please. Be safe. Don't dress up and hide out in people's houses.
Yeah. Especially if you're little. That's so bizarre. I love stories like that.
This is my favorite one. Ghosts make friends with other ghosts from different eras.
Huh. So you could
get along.
You could have, like, I don't know, a Confederate ghost kicking it with, like, ghost of, I don't know.
Like from a Renaissance ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Why do I think there might be some problems initially? That's like a sitcom. But after a while, they got along.
Yeah. And they have to haunt the same area. They're assigned to it for some reason.
And their social mores keep coming into conflict with each other.
Right.
And also his latent racism and willfulness to destroy the union between the states. And she just doesn't know what to do about it.
Yeah. Da da da.
Yeah. My God. That's probably already been done.
I don't even know if that's all 22.